The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Oh, yes. Hey.
We got your crazy cash right now. It's your chance to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is fun. Take that keyword fun over to wild949.com. Look around. You'll see the spot to enter. It'll be like, you want to win $1,000?
Yes.
You're like, hell yeah. And you click on that.
Always yes.
And then you type in FUN. You might win $1,000. Good luck.
Good luck, everyone. Here's your first talkback of the day.
Hey, JV Show. It's Paul. Trucker Paul. From Antigua, it's 12 o'clock Wednesday morning. Wanted to listen to your podcast, Tuesday's podcast, but it's not uploaded. Well, have a great Wednesday. See ya.
See ya. Oh, uh-oh. Let's turn to our podcasting department, our very own Jess, who posts our podcast. Care to address the issue that Trucker Paul is having.
Paul.
He says his Tuesday's podcast is not uploaded. Any comment?
I don't know what issue you would be having, but I'm pretty sure it's up for everybody else, and it's been up since yesterday.
So you're saying, Trucker Paul, it's a...
Restart the app.
It's a you problem.
Oh, it is there. It is there.
It's definitely double there. Checked. It's confirmed. Double, triple checked. It's there.
Okay, the podcast is up. Yeah, Trucker Paul, maybe refresh the app, update the app. I'm not sure. Try a different app. No,
yes.
I'm kidding. Use the iHeartRadio app. But it should be up
just
there
close
somewhere.
Close it and then reopen it.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll just repopulate and it's there. Yeah.
Plug it back in.
That fixes everything.
Yep.
Okay, you guys. Yesterday on the show, sorry, Trucker Paul, you missed this because you didn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But you're going to hear us talking about Etsy witches.
Yeah.
And do you guys remember? Because I was like, we should totally like hire one of these Etsy witches to either cast a spell for us. And then I was like, oh my God, we can have this person draw a soulmate drawing for our very own Sheedy, who'll be coming in on Friday.
Yeah.
And we thought, great idea.
Right.
So I looked into this. I went on Etsy and I found, you know, the witches section.
Is that a separate tab? You just click witches?
And no. I read that they have to, because there's a ban on Etsy witchcraft. And so they have to list under entertainment services. But if you just Google like Etsy spells or Etsy soulmate drawing, whatever, it'll take you right to it.
When you say Etsy has an entertainment section, are there like Etsy strippers?
Maybe.
I don't know if those are on there, but entertainment services, I don't know.
Trying to think what the other things are, like clowns?
I don't know. When I typed it, it brought up entertainment centers. So people are selling entertainment centers, but I don't know.
Oh, like TV stands.
Or maybe it's like party things. Yeah, TV stands came up.
Got it.
But anyways, okay, so I did find where we can get an Etsy witch to either cast a spell or do a soulmate drawing for us. And it's not even expensive. A lot of them are in the range of like $5, $7, $12. Really quick turnaround, too. I was surprised at
really?
That. Yes, Jess.
Like, what kind of information do you have to give it?
That I don't know, because I wanted to know what you guys wanted to go with first.
I mean, if it's a witch, they should know, right? It's a spell they're casting. I want limited information. I want them to draw what they see in their crystal ball. Do witches use crystal balls?
I don't know.
But I want them to draw what they see, vision strikes them, right?
Absolutely, but it's like, what information of Chidi do you need to know so they can, like, really see who is her perfect match? That I think, was your question, Jess. I don't have the answer to that yet.
I feel like they're just connecting with the universe.
I get to my question? The reason why I'm bringing this up. Do we go with a regular soulmate drawing?
Okay.
I found one listing that says, I'll draw your future partner naked.
Yes. Obviously.
Or do we go with that one?
Yeah, obviously.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This exists?
And that one is $23.
Done. I got five on it.
Yeah, same. Question, though.
Yes.
Okay. They're not going to come back to us with, like, some AI-generated, like, picture, right?
They better not. For the amount of money that we are paying.
Right.
Our hardworking dollars.
$23. Don't you think they're using an AI sketch program? You think the witch is sitting down there with their colored pencils?
I need her to draw it herself.
I hope not. That would be a really big disappointment. Do we still do it?
Does she have good reviews?
This one has, almost 5 stars, 4.9, and that's from 436 reviews.
Dang.
Do you think they're actually drawing it? I don't.
I don't know.
I would hope so.
But you don't want
to
do it,
Jess, how long would it take you to draw, like, an accurate sketch of somebody in the buff?
Oh, a while.
Yeah, is that worth $23?
I'd charge more.
Exactly.
Could you do it in 9 hours?
9 hours?
This one says 9-hour delivery.
Oh, delivery. But she's not going to spend 9 hours on that. She's going to put it in ChatGPT.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're not doing it.
We are doing it
because it's from a witch.
Okay. Yeah. She'll know.
It's totally real. It's going to be the best $23 we ever sent.
Get
a charcoal drawing of some dude's dong. Perfect.
All right, so I'll follow up. I'll hit up that person today and see what we can get for Chidi, who we're just gonna surprise her with this on Friday, I guess.
Okay. Are we allowed to say dong on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, just
you
checking.
You already said it twice.
So. Okay,
all right. Checking. Coming up next, our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
If you saw a passport photo going around yesterday with an image of our president on it, wasn't some AI joke. It's an actual mock-up of the limited edition passports that are going to be released this summer to celebrate our country's 250th anniversary. You guys, I'm due for a renewal.
Yeah.
And I am praying.
Stall out. Don't do it.
Yeah, that I don't get stuck.
Just wait another few years.
Go get your real ID instead.
I can't. I have a trip coming up.
Oh, Celine.
I know. Imagine I don't want. Having, do not want that. Do not want.
Imagine having been impeached twice and been like, you know what I'm going to do? Put my face and name on everything in this country. Anyways, the Giants did not get the road trip off to the start they wanted. They got pounded yesterday by the Phillies, 7-0. The Phillies have had a rough start to their season. And just prior to this game yesterday, they fired their manager. So it seemed like it was a great time for the Giants to get a crack at them. But oh, no, it did not go well. Game two of this series is this afternoon at 3:40.
Today will be the warmest day of the week, although that doesn't mean summer vibes at all. Highs will mainly be in the low to mid 70s, and after today, temperatures will slowly drop again. You guys, the weekend, it's looking like it's going to be gloomy once again. Possible sprinkles, too, on Sunday.
Hey, Sagittarius besties!
Hey!
Today's going to be a 5. Oh, this is bad news all around. News, weather, sports, it's all been bad. Someone in your circle that normally has your back is suddenly siding against you, so keep your radar sharp. Watch out for loaded comments disguised as jokes. Your best move could be a strategic exit from the drama rather than engaging, honey.
Oh, honey.
Honey, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And the JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy hump
day. Hump day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Wait, so we just talked about, the change to passports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going to be happening this summer. Did you see Gavin Newsom's response?
I did.
Him? Did you see it, Jess?
No, well, what was it?
They troll each other.
Yeah.
Well, it's mostly Gavin just trolling him, but he posted a California driver's license, but it's got his picture. Yeah. On it, and he said, in honor of California's 175th anniversary, we will be rolling out a very special driver's license for every Californian this summer. It'll feature a handsome, high-quality photo of me, Gavin C. Newsom. Many people saying it's the best license ever made in the history of the world.
Oh, my God.
Very cool, very cool.
Social media has been on fire.
All right, we have a talk back to kick off our Cool or Not list.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Izzy from Midland, Texas, and you know what today is? Huh? Today?
Okay.
I have a Cool or Not. Your partner going to lunch with their ex because it's their birthday. What do you guys think about that? And have a happy hump day.
Hump day.
I mean, that's not, is
absolutely
there even,
not
is
cool.
The word cool even in there? Yeah, not cool, cool because I, is he saying it's the Did partner's that, birthday or the ex's birthday? It sounds ex's, like it's the ex's
yeah,
birthday,
that's
right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It did, wait, either way, it doesn't matter. Either way.
Right. Did that happen?
Yeah.
I need answers. I need a follow-up.
No, your partner should not be going out
celebrating
to
their ex's birthday.
No, under any circumstances.
No.
Nope.
Not cool.
Nope.
Absolutely
nope.
Not.
Nope. Not cool.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? A federal mandate from a law that was passed a few years ago says that 2027, any car made in that year is going to have surveillance technology. And it's to... help with the drunk driving problem that we have in this country. And so it'll be able to tell if you're like impaired or even if you're too tired to drive, like it'll automatically take control and like you just won't be able to drive.
Really? What if you're just, that's Ooh. Just the way you look and you're sleepy?
That's what they're saying. There's a lot because they've been testing it. There's it's not like a something they've been able to really perfect yet. There's so many false readings.
Yeah, protecting against drunk driving, I'm here for it. Do whatever it takes to stop drunk driving.
Yeah.
But the drowsy part,
my car. I drive drowsy all the time.
My car every single morning is going to beep at me and shut down, and I'm going to be on the side of the Bay Bridge.
Same.
With my hazards on. Like, dude, no, I just got to get the rest of the way to work. I know how to do it.
And that also means it's going to be watching you the entire time. It's not something that you can shut off. It's going to be on the entire time. A lot of people don't feel too comfortable with that either.
I don't like it.
Like, some cars already have this if you have, like, the auto, you know, steering and stuff.
Most new cars have some sort of sensor that's looking at you
right.
to make sure you're not too drowsy or whatever.
Because mine will give me the option of, like, you know, it'll have a little cup of coffee and it'll say like you're getting tired.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, is that if you like, if it catches you like drifting or something?
I guess like if I'm usually if I have a long drive and if it notices that, hey, like you're not driving like you were at the beginning of your drive. It's like, oh, you know, like you might be sleepy or you might be tired.
And then a little thing pops out and starts grinding some coffee beans and pours you a little cup. And it draws like a little picture on top in the foam, you know, a little heart or something. That'd be great.
That's so cute. Yeah, but then basically this system would just like take over your car.
I don't like this. Not cool. Not cool at all.
If everybody wants the self-driving cars and the lane assist and all this stuff where you can just let your car do it, you have to take this with it. That's part of it.
Yeah, but
it's... You want all the technology in your car?
I just don't know how it's going to... I don't know, because what if I'm like, I look down at like my food or like I look down at my drink and the car like just shuts off? I don't know. I have to see how they're going to perfect it.
It's not going to shut off mid.
It's going to take control of the car and it's not going to allow you to operate it the way you once were.
But then what if you're wearing sunglasses and it can't see your eyes? Or what if I'm wearing like...
I think it can still see your eyes through sunglasses.
Whoa, it has vision like that?
I just think this technology is already... in thousands and thousands of cars. It's already in like, a high percentage of cars.
On my Ford, I have it because it can drive on highways. And I've used it before. And like I'm literally not even doing anything. It'll just start beeping. And it's like, take control of the car. And I'm like, I'm looking straight. So I don't know. They're saying like certain eye colors could trigger this. There's all these different things that they have to work on.
Yeah.
It's not a foolproof system yet. I don't know.
That's
I feel like
crazy.
Too many things can go wrong, but this is going to happen at some point. So just be prepared, people.
I don't have to worry about it. My car is 25 years old.
Yeah,
so. That's a good point.
I don't have that. I don't have that. I'll be fine.
I know we had a lot more Cool or Not. Sorry, I took up all the time. We'll get back to our Cool or Not list later this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Hey, Graham, thanks for letting us hang out with you on Saturday at the AT&T store. Me and my friend Brandy, we had lots of fun swapping stories and getting some chug bugs and a bunch of laughs. So anyway, let us know where you go next and we'll come stalk you. Okay. Happy, happy, happy hump day. Bye.
Okay. Stalker vibes. Yeah, no, I'm going to be next Thursday. Listen to this. I'm going to be at Grayton Resort and Casino. So you can come say hi to me there. I'm going to be broadcasting live.
That's right.
Doing my portion of the show from up there. And then on that following Saturday, I'm going to be at the Sky Zone, the brand new Sky Zone.
Look at you, you're just out and about everywhere.
In Vallejo. I think that's 11 to 2. I'll have more details coming up on that. But they're having a big grand opening party for the Sky Zone there. So a couple events you can stalk me at. I encourage everyone to come stalk me at those events. Yeah.
We're going to play The Weeknd in a few minutes. By the way, that song just accidentally started playing. The Weeknd, get out. Shut it for now.
But come back in a few minutes.
Yes, we'll get to you in a second. Also on standby, we have your tickets.
For Romeo Santos and Prince Royce.
Those coming up in just a few. All right, Graham, what do you have?
This is crazy, you guys. A New York woman facing up to 25 years in prison after she was convicted from a 2024 incident involving a pretty nasty fight with her boyfriend. 35-year-old Kayana Waddell and her boyfriend, they'd been fighting all day. They were arguing. We don't know what was over, but it was something serious. She finally stormed out of his apartment and just left. And the boyfriend went to sleep. He's like, oh, God, finally, that fight is over. I can catch some
now
sleep.
Now I can sleep like a baby.
Yeah, so he went to sleep. But he was later awoken to a hissing sound in his bedroom. He's like, what the hell is that?
A cat?
And it was not a cat, you guys. It was a lit stick of dynamite.
What and the hell, hissing like in the sound, cartoons?
Yes, well, that was
the
wick burning down on this stick of dynamite that apparently this woman, Kiana, had thrown at him, and he awoke to that. I don't even know how you comprehend what is happening. He made a quick decision to try to pick up the stick of dynamite to throw it away to get out of harm's way. Unfortunately, it detonated while it was in his hand. And he was trying to throw it away, and his hand was basically blown off. He had to be rushed to the hospital where what was left of his hand was amputated along with part of his arm. Again, she is facing up to 25 years in prison. It sounds like they had a pretty, you know, volatile and explosive relationship. Little dynamite joke there. But who just has dynamite lying around in 2026?
Where do you even get that?
I have no clue.
I can imagine, of all the things you could wake up to from a deep sleep, a lit stick of dynamite, not on anybody's bingo card, but also that has to be one of the most terrifying things.
Was it actual dynamite, not just like a firework?
No, it was actual dynamite.
Where the hell do you get dynamite from?
Exactly.
Like, who in the cartoon?
Just has a stick of dynamite lying around, and then who lights it and thinks this will be a good idea to throw at my boyfriend because I'm mad at him?
If this happened to you, which, I mean, it never would because literally nobody has dynamite, but would your first instinct be to pick it up and throw it?
No.
Or are you running?
Take cover or run.
I'm running.
Get out of there.
I don't know. Part of you is like, if I get this thing out of the room, I'm going to survive. Pick it up and go. You think you've got a little time left. It depends how long the wick is. It's just like the cartoon.
But you don't have time to, like, he was sleeping. You don't have time to flick the lights on and, like, inspect the thing. Like,
oh, my God.
Once I realize what that is, I'm out of there.
Yeah,
I'm running out.
I think you run and dive. Yeah, you immediately just dive to the other side of the bed and take cover. I don't know. That would be the absolute scariest thing. Who has dynamite lying around? Like, what? Yeah, 25 years. And this is a good reminder to all the fellas out there that, Mother's Day is coming up or whatever. Maybe it's your lady's birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't drop the ball on the gift giving because
you'll get your hand blown off.
They might throw a lit stick of dynamite at you while you're sleeping.
And that was probably his good hand, too.
Guys
prefer one hand.
Well, yeah, and if it's the hand that you're going to pick something up and throw it with, that is your good hand.
Right. You do everything with that hand.
Well, now he does everything with the other hand. Too soon.
Too soon. God, Jess, you're so disrespectful.
So insensitive,
seriously.
You guys.
You guys will be happy to know that hopefully my wife won't be throwing a lit stick of dynamite at me because we talked about this yesterday towards the end of the show. It's my wife's birthday this week, and then I have Mother's Day and our anniversary. This is the trifecta, the gauntlet that I complain about every year on the show. But yesterday, you guys, because I had nothing yet planned for my wife's birthday, she's on a business trip right now in D.C., and she doesn't get back till late on her birthday night. So we're going to celebrate on Friday. So yesterday, you guys, look, I lined up a lunch reservation, a wine tasting reservation. I got flowers that are going to be delivered on Friday.
Aww.
And I ordered a gift that's also going to arrive on Friday, I hope.
And you got babysitters.
Oh, no, the kids are going to be at school, so we're going to do a lunch thing and then pick them up after.
Well, I think that sounds like a slam dunk, Grant.
That sounds like a great birthday present. What about the rest of the days?
Oh. That doesn't count for all that stuff?
The good news is you got some time.
Yeah, you got some time.
Either way, talk about a dude that threw it all together in one day.
Yes.
That was huge.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cindy from Pinole. Hoping you can give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Isabella, who is turning from 6 to 7 today. She's sweet, fun-loving, and a great little sister. We hope you have a great day, sweetie. Love Mom, Dad, and Jax. Bye.
Bye, nice. And happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
That is
6'7".
A great point, 6'7".
6'7" vanished faster than Labubu's.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
A quick update on Taylor Frankie Paul, the woman that caused all this drama on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and caused the show to shut down. Then her season, The Bachelorette, got scrapped. She is moving on, you guys, with the guy who won her season of The Bachelorette. So if you don't know, again, who knows if we're ever going to see this. Remember I told you one of the execs, he's like, we're taking it one day at a time. So maybe there's like a little glimmer of hope there. I don't know the answer to that, though. But Doug Mason is the guy who won her season. And they called off their engagement, I want to say, after about a month. After filming the show. But then I told you how recently they were getting like a little flirty on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And he has a music career and she was like leaving like hard eyes or I don't know. They're just like kind of flirting a little bit on Instagram. According to news sources, they were actually hanging out recently and they want to see if they can get back together and be a couple and just like make things work.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all because if you've ever watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, they go to the fantasy suites. Like, they've smashed. Taylor, Frankie, Paul, and Doug Mason, they've smashed. And so, and clearly they had some...
Do we know that for a fact? Like, can't a couple go to the fantasy suite and not do that?
Of course, but I would, from having watched several seasons of that show in my life, I think the success rate is pretty high in there.
Okay.
In the fantasy suite. So I'm just going to assume it happened. It might not have, but I think it's pretty safe to assume that it did. And look, there was some chemistry there and they clearly dated for a matter of weeks before they got engaged. So of course, like, it's never surprising when people's engagement doesn't work out because, like, you don't really know each other that well. But clearly they both liked each other.
There was something there.
And they learned a lot about each other at that time. And they smashed. And so, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and good for him, you know, seeing that video of her acting psycho and, like, throwing the chairs and stuff. And he didn't let that get in the way.
Yeah, and just being like,
for him to, like, be able to look past that and really see her for who she is.
You want to hit me with a metal stool and endanger our future children? Fine. Yeah, sign me up. I'm here for this.
I think this is going to help them, you know, push the executives to be like, you know what? Look at them. They're in love. Let's play the season.
What if that is all this is for?
It's a publicity stunt.
What if they just want the season to come out?
I think you just cracked it.
I think that's what it is.
What if it's all just a publicity stunt? That would be incredibly smart marketing because ABC, you know they want this thing out. You know it would smash ratings records at least for the it would destroy the recent seasons of The Bachelorette. And here, that is the reason. Look, they are actually in love.
And we talked about all the millions of dollars that ABC lost out on by canceling the season. If they were to put it out, then they don't have to, like, pay all this money back to sponsors and stuff, right?
No, they
because they're getting their airtime now. Yep.
They would recoup the money and make more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, dude,
I think we just cracked it.
It's coming out.
The JV show cracked the case.
All right, let's talk about the Sydney Sweeney farts. Have you guys seen this clip online?
I have.
I think so. I didn't see it with audio, though.
You didn't hear the audio?
No.
Let me take the picture. It's a behind-the-scenes clip. You see Sydney, and there's cameras all around her. There's a camera crew, and she's down on all fours shooting a scene of Euphoria. Huh. You need to go to the bathroom, Sweeney.
You need to go to the bathroom, Sweeney.
What? Wait, that's so embarrassing.
So the clip has gone viral. It is everywhere. Everyone has seen this, and people believed it. And sorry to break it to you, the clip is fake, which, I mean, I know. It'd be awesome if it was real.
What? Why? It's not, how do we know?
A source with direct knowledge told TMZ the clip is fake.
Dang it.
Kinda. The footage is real. Obviously, it's a real video, but her, you know, back there. Yeah, that didn't actually happen.
It seemed very believable given the position that she was in in the video. And that does sound like, you know, if Sydney Sweeney does fart, which I don't believe she does, but if she did, I feel like it would sound like that. Like, kind of a cute, that was sort of like
the little cute little.
I call that fart the curious dog when you do that one because it's like, you know, and the dog kind of tilts its head to the side like,
What was that?
That was the, she did a little curious dog out. And, like, it sounded very believable, right?
I love it.
Can you hear it one more time and everyone know that this part is called the curious dog?
Huh?
You need to go to the bathroom,
Sweeney.
All right.
That's good.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, after a 2-year-long legal battle, the Oakland Airport has finally settled on its new official name. We've covered this story a lot on the show because we, like many of you, were scratching our heads a bit when the Oakland Airport announced that they were going to be changing their name to the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. And we thought, hey, that might get a little confusing. As did SFO. They were the ones that filed a legal challenge against Oakland to use that name. But the Port of Oakland, who owns the airport, said, no, this actually helps travelers because it lets them know that flying into Oakland is flying into the San Francisco Bay Area. After all, Oakland's touching the bay right there. They are part of the Bay Area. Well, this went back and forth in the courts with the airport coming up with a couple different iterations of the name. And the court has just ruled that the new name that they've settled on is going to be Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport. Your guys' thoughts?
Isn't still confusing.
As what they had?
Well, Oakland. They didn't want them using San Francisco first in the name, San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. Now we switch it, Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport. So Oakland comes first in the name.
It's better, but for someone who isn't from here and doesn't know the area or doesn't know, like, the distance between San Francisco and Oakland, they might still be a little let down or disappointed or confused.
SFO tried to argue that, but Oakland and a judge ultimately sided with the Port of Oakland saying that nobody can own the term San Francisco Bay because it's a region. It's a place, San Francisco Bay. And so that's why the judge allowed them to continue to use this in the name.
Yeah, that makes
Oakland,
sense, too.
San Francisco Bay Airport.
That's going to cause a lot of confusion still.
Well, that's the name.
It's and a court is ruled,
and
it is stuck.
And it's set. All so right. Get used to it, everybody.
Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's your buddy Hammer and Hank. I checked in from Hayward this morning. Yes, I played in the National Anthem that last night's Dr. Sports game versus the Memphis Grizzlies. And I think I did a great job, but unfortunately, the Ports were clobbered by the Grizzlies 10-0.
Oof.
I'll talk to you real soon, buddy. Peace in your hood.
Peace in your hood.
That's our buddy Hammer and Hank. Yeah, he sung the national anthem last night. It was a big deal. Minor league baseball game between the Stockton Ports and the Grizzlies.
Yep.
Of, where are they from? Fresno. I was about to say Memphis Grizzlies. That's an NBA
no,
team.
No, that would not be them.
And unfortunately, the Ports, I don't know if it's, do you blame Hanky?
No.
For his job? Because they got pounded 10-0, he said.
No, that was not his fault.
But he said he thought he did a great job. Now, I grabbed a piece of his performance. We can listen to it, and then you guys can be the judge on how he did.
All right.
Jose does that star-spangled banner it waves. O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I would have, Selena, why do you have that look on your face?
Well, I'm smiling.
Yeah, but it looked like you...
No, I was going to say you did a great job.
I think he did a great job. I would have wanted more, that land of the free. He kind of just, that's that time to hold that big, long note, Hank. He really could have belted it out right there, and he kind of sort of abbreviated that one and went right for the finish there.
Why do what everybody else does? He's
make
his
it
own
your
individual.
Own. That's his own,
yeah.
That's his own rendition. I think it was great, and I think very brave of him to even do that. I could not do that. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I just, you know, maybe hold that, exaggerate that last note, just for emphasis, Hanky. But otherwise, great job.
Great criticism.
And unfortunately, the Ports got totally pounded.
All right, well, let's kick off with the bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
I love at the end of the day when I'm in bed, I put my phone down, like, finally, time for me to off.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is nightly?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do you. Wow. That's impressive. I think my wife would judge me if I tried to do that nightly. I wait till she's on a business trip. Anyways, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Oh, my wife's on a business trip this week.
She is.
Yeah. Then maybe I can't be judging what you just said right there. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show. So whatever it is always something family friendly that we can play on these airwaves. When you leave a guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, we want to hear your name and your city so we can shout you out. First person with the correct answer, they're the ones that get a JV Show check.
That's right. So get those guesses in now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to what the bleep where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. First person to get it right is winning this JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. I love at the end of the day when I'm in bed, I put my phone down, like, finally, time for me to off.
Seriously.
Graham, you can relate, I think.
Oh, big time.
Especially Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I am alone.
All right, let's go to your guess.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. My guess is go, as in go off and vent to your partner.
Oh, now I can go off.
You like to go off at the end of the day? That sounds stressful.
Yeah, it
does. Yeah, but she says, like, in a venting way, now I can go off and, like, vent to my partner.
Yeah.
That's usually, like, our gossip time.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not really so much venting about me. It's just talking about everybody else.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cecilia from Morgan Hill. Is the bleeped out word shut?
Shut off.
Now it's time for me to shut off. Yep, powering off.
Yeah.
Now.
That's a good one.
Hey, JV Show. It's Beverly in San Jose. I think the bleeped out word today is turn. It's time to turn off. Okay, hope you have a great Wednesday. Thanks. Bye.
That's a great guess.
Your man's trying to get you turn on. You're like, no.
Turn off. All right, great guesses so far. Not the correct one just yet, though. So if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What the bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Only the first person to get it right is going to be winning this morning's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip. I love at the end of the day when I'm in bed, I put my phone down, like, finally, time for me to off.
Seriously. And what do you do it to?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind.
Like, do I watch something? Like,
yeah, I didn't know if that's how you, never mind.
No, I like it just silent.
Okay. Oh, just using you and your imagination.
Just me and my thoughts. Just yeah. Me and my thoughts.
Interesting.
Okay. Hey, remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Oh. That's the only rule to this. So your guesses do have to be clean. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Tatiana from San Pablo. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
And I'm going to guess that the bleeped out word is nod. Like you nod off to sleep. Okay, have a good day, guys.
That's a great guess.
That is a very great guess, a very popular guess this morning. A lot of people saying nod. Do people use that expression? I'm just going to go over here and nod off.
No. But they say like, oh my God, I was nodding off in that meeting.
Yeah, like if you accidentally do it.
I just don't, I feel like I don't hear people. It seems like kind of an old-timey expression.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, JV Show. This is Monique from Sacramento. I think the bleeped out word is goof off. Goof off.
Are you a big goof when you're going to bed, you goofy goof?
No, it's time for me to be goof-off.
Yeah. No. That's a good guess. Thank you for leaving that guess, Monique. JV Show, number one in Sacramento, I checked this morning.
Yes,
thank you. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Irene and Abby from Discovery Bay. We think the bleeped out word is doze. Doze off. Have a good day.
That's probably a good guess.
The most popular guess. That's what I assume most people would say. I dozed off. I nodded off.
I think I'd probably more likely say doze
than
nod. But great guesses. Mm-hmm. Great guesses.
What's up, JV Show? It's hump day.
Hey,
y'all. You're going to log off. It's time to log off. I don't know if I said, but this is Richard from Santa Fe. Y'all have a good one. Later.
There it is.
There it is.
Great work. Log. Here's today's clip, unbleeped. I love at the end of the day when I'm in bed, I put my phone down, like, finally, time for me to log off.
Yes. What did you guys think it was? You're sick.
Yeah, seriously, you sickos.
Gross.
Log off. Yes.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. A lot of sense. Let's give some shout-outs, shall we?
Let's do it.
First, Richard and San Rafael. What's up, Richard? What's up? Oh, that's my old town. I miss San Rafael. I had some good times living there. I lived there for a few years. He had the very first correct answer this morning. He's getting himself a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Woo! Nice work. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Kimberly in San Jose had it. So did Rebecca in Concord. Jeremy in Oakley had it correct. So did John in Fremont. What's up, John? What's up?
What's up?
Julie in Bay Point had it. Another Jeremy, a rival Jeremy to Jeremy and Oakley, also had it, but he didn't say where he's from. So, like, we don't know what the turf war is between the two, but Jeremy, he had the correct answer. So did Jessica in Pittsburgh. Ricky in San Jose had it. So did our buddy Sharifa in Richmond. She had it correct. Anyone else squeak one at the last second?
That They're was just it.
So many people guessing. Sign off was one of the others. So close to log off. A lot of people guess that. A lot of people guess drift off. Oh, drift off to sleep rather than the nod off or the doze off.
Great guesses, everyone.
Or power off.
Yep.
We will play again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05, right here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
Hang on, I'm so sneezy this morning. One more. Okay, I'm Graham.
Bless you.
Thank
and
you.
I'm Jess.
Good morning, Dill Holes. It's me, your buddy, Carol. Just checking in to say happy hump day.
Hump day.
Hot coffee chug. Woo. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Coffee chug. That's our buddy, Carol from Utah. Sounds windy in Utah right now.
It does.
Yeah, very windy.
All right, to the phones. Good morning, Marcy.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right, we're going to get straight to the point here because I know you want to win these sold-out E40 tickets. Here's how this is going to go. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Marcy, you just got to get three correct, and if you can do that, you're going to be checking them out at Graton Resort and Casino, which is like the funnest place on earth. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here with my nephew, Mariano, so he's going to help me.
All right, I love the teamwork. Here
as
we go.
As long as he helps you with his brain and not his phone.
Yeah, no cheating.
No cheating.
Try to be quick with it,
too. No.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Rainier,
mm-hmm.
Bing, and Montmorency are all different types of what fruit?
What? Like, Sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah. Graham, how do I say the first one?
Rainier.
Okay, that's what I thought. Rainier, Bing, and Montmorency are all different types of what kind of fruit?
What kind of fruit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Better take a guess then.
Really, like mango or something. Not mango. Like, I don't know, like peaches?
Nope.
There are different types of cherries.
Cherries.
Bing.
I thought there was only one type.
Just regular old cherries.
Just cherries.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. All right, question number two. It's all right, you can miss one. Question number two. An animal that eats both plants and other animals is classified as what?
What? Omnivore.
Yep.
There it is.
Omnivore.
Oh, yeah.
Great work.
Got it right.
Here we go. Question number three. Finish the title of this Academy Award-winning 1990 Kevin Costner movie. Dances with blank.
Strippers.
No.
Oh.
Dances with what?
Dances with... Oh, my God. I don't even know. Dances with the devil.
Nope.
Well, that's a good guess.
That's a guess, yeah.
No, dances with wolves.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, dang.
I think that movie won 7 Academy Awards. This is a big one. All right, question number four. Let's finish strong. In baseball, if a batter hits a ball that bounces and then goes over the outfield wall in fair territory, it's called a what?
I know basketball, not baseball.
Unfortunately, it is called a ground rule double. Batter gets a double. It's not a home run.
Dang,
the ball goes over the wall, but it bounced.
Hey, Marcy, so, thank you so much double. For not cheating.
Yeah,
you played the game honestly.
No.
I think that means more. I mean, I know you're like, yeah, right, I want the E40 tickets.
Yeah.
But that does mean a lot. No, yeah, you didn't win. I'm so sorry about that.
Maybe you can sweet talk Jess, though, because this E40 concert
is
next week, right?
Next week.
At Great Resort Casino. It's our favorite place. So lay on the charm. Lay it on thick.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll let you talk to Jess, okay?
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you back, Marcy.
Have a great
one. Hang on. Graham, we have some shout-outs?
You know we do. First one here in my DMs says, hey, guys, can you give a birthday shout-out to Maisie? She's turning 11. Her family loves her, and she requests that there will not be a who gives a fart, except she's willing to accept one for her own birthday shout-out. So I guess, yes, happy birthday, Maisie, and you do get a...
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Sliding into your DMs for another birthday shout-out. Can you please wish Camila a happy 9th birthday from her parents and her brother, Lucas? We love her so much and are so proud of her for hitting her first home run this season in softball. That is awesome, and happy, happy birthday, Camila.
Who gives a fart?
Mom in your DMs. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Golden State Volleyball 11U Black for making it to second place in the Far Western NCVA No Dinks. I've never heard of that. The girls worked so hard for their first 3 days tournament and got second place, and that was a great reward. Let's go! And that's from Mom Michelle. Yes, shout out to that team.
Who gives a fart?
Mom in your DMs. Happy 11th birthday to our amazing Corey. We love you so much and are so proud of the fun, smart, and wonderful, wonderful girl you are. Love always, Mom, Dad, Cam, and especially our new puppy, Annie. Oh, so cute.
So
happy
adorable.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, listener from Fremont here in your DMs. Welcome in. My brother and I listen to the JV show every morning on the way to school. Can you give Jackson a 10th birthday shout out? It'll make his whole day. Yes, we can. Happy birthday, Jackson.
Who gives a fart?
Graham, good morning. Mom in your DMs. Can you wish Saul a happy birthday from Mom, Karina, Dad, and Nana? That's his sister, not grandma. It was short for Hermana when he was little. And, of course, who gives a fart? Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Saul. Hi, this is Mary. I just want to say happy, happy birthday to my bestest friend, Julie. All right, happy birthday, Julie.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, good morning to you and the ladies. Can I get a hook coffee jug. I haven't heard y'all say it in a while. Have a great happy hump day.
Hump day.
And shout out to my kids, Valentina and Jose, and my husband, George. That's from your mom, Ale, in Richmond. Yes, of course.
Who gives a fart?
Mom, Mamacita, in your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
Graham, can you please send a birthday shout out to my first baby, Jalen Gomez. Happy 19th birthday. We love you so much and are so proud of the wonderful young man you've become. It's an honor to be your parents, and we can't wait for the next chapters in your life that await you. Love, Mom, Geraldine, Dad, Chris, little bro, Jair, little sister, Milanka, and Stinky Linky. That's their dog.
Do not want that nickname. It's a dog.
It's not Grandma.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you give a birthday shout-out to my girlfriend, Clara? And we can't wait to celebrate later and eat some pozole. That's from myself, Eddie, Chloe, and Annalie. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
And one final one. Hello, Grandma. Mom sliding back into your DMs. Welcome back. Please send my son, Xander, a birthday shout-out. He's turning 11. Please let him know he is the kindest young man and big brother in the whole world. And he's also the coolest kid ever. Happy 11th birthday, Xander. That is from a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
And baby sister, Senya. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Happy birthday.
And most importantly, though, about Xander's birthday, I would remember this.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. All right, Swifties, listen up, because there is something that you guys be doing.
Yeah.
That actually weirds out Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
And she said this in an interview. So we'll play some of that for you next inside today's Hottest Trending.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to Taylor Swift, did you guys see Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet sitting courtside at the Knicks game last night?
I did not.
This was their playoff game against the Hawks, and they were sitting there with some pretty notable people. To one side of them was Ben Stiller. Mm-hmm. The other side, Tina Fey and Tracy Morgan, Timmy and Kylie were like mingling with everybody. Doesn't part of you still kind of feel like these Hollywood stars are still kind of low key, like side eyeing the Kylie Jenners, like probably like
all the time?
Why is she here? Like,
probably.
These are people that worked hard at their craft to get to where they are. And here's Kylie sitting next to them, who's richer than all of them combined.
You know, Tina Fey's got some lot of snarky jokes bouncing around in her
head.
I
know.
She's an epic comedy writer.
All right, now to the Swiftie behavior that is actually weirding out Taylor Swift. So the New York Times, they just named Taylor one of the 30 greatest living American songwriters. So they did an interview with her all about her music. And this is what she had to say about her fans.
There's corners of my fan base who are going to take things to a really extreme place. There's people who are going to try to like do detective work, figure out the details. Who is that about? What is this? When it gets a little bit weird for me is when people act like it's sort of like a paternity test. Like, this song's about that person, because I'm like, that dude didn't write the song I did.
So all the detective work that we are doing and trying to decipher who her songs are about, she hates it. Which makes sense, because she's gotten a lot of backlash over the years. People, I mean, there's been slut shaming. You know, there's been a lot of things that she's had to endure because of this. But whole time, I thought she liked to keep us guessing.
I thought she liked purposely giving us, like, Easter eggs.
So I guess, like, the Easter eggs when it comes to, like, the numerology and that type of stuff is okay. But trying to, like, link a song to a specific person, she's not a huge fan of that.
Well, then, but that's what the songs are. They generally are linked to a specific person. So, right. Of course, Swifties are going to try to figure it out. That's just, natural...
Right, because we've heard her say that, like, most of her songs are experiences that she's had, so we want to know.
Right, exactly, and she gets that. She says, look, it is just part of it, and here's how she deals with it.
But that's part of it. You have to hold tight to your perception of your art and your relationship with it, and then you just kind of have to, like, there it goes. Hope you like it. If you don't now, hope you do in 5 years. And if you never do, then I was doing it for me anyway.
Well, I'm glad that she can not care what we think, because we're not going to stop.
Well, I mean, she's right. You put out art or music or whatever. It's up to whoever consumes it to interpret it however they want or enjoy it however they want. And if this is what Swifties like doing, trying to figure it out, that's out of your control. Like, that's up to them.
Right.
But
we're like that because of her. Like, we assumed
she made us this
she
way.
Was all like secretive and like wanted us to figure things out.
I agree. She created this monster.
Yes. Thank you. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, first, really quick, there's a brand new Dave & Buster's about to open in Jack London Square in Oakland. Grand opening this coming Monday, May 4th at 55 Harrison Street. The first 100 guests through the grand opening doors are going to receive free video game play for the entire day. Doors open at 11 a.m., so you've been warned there. All right, time for another edition of our favorite segment.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Mystery Sea Creature Edition. This mysterious, strange creature has been washing up on Bay Area beaches, and a lot of people want to know what the hell they are seeing. It is a blue-colored jellyfish-looking thing, and there are a lot of them washing up. It does not look cute. It's creating sort of a blue, translucent layer across the sand in some areas, one of those being Baker Beach here in San Francisco. Thousands of them washed up there. Experts say they are called Velella Velella, which means...
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Which means by the wind sailors, because it's strong winds that bring them to shore. I guess they are not a jellyfish. They are cousins to a jellyfish, if you will. And they have these, there's like little structures that stick up out of the water and then allows the ocean currents and the winds, things like that, to move them along. And that's what brings them into shore. They say in a few weeks, all these creatures, they're going to die off. And when that happens, though, it's going to stink.
The stench.
Yeah, very fishy stink is going to start emanating from those beaches where they've washed up. Velella,
just in time for summer.
Yeah, Velella, Velella. Harmless to humans. Velella. They're not going to sting you or anything. But they say, watch out if you bring your dog to the beach. If a dog eats them, it can mess up their stomachs and irritate their skin and eyes and things like that. Ooh. So Velella, Velella is what is covering the beaches right now. It's the mystery sea creature. And they're seeing it. They say they're seeing them up and down the coast right now from San Diego all the way up to the Bay Area.
Interesting.
A lot of them washing up right now.
All right. Well, thank you, Grammy. Jesse, you're looking at a picture of the Velella Velella.
Yeah, the Velella Velellas when they're dried up.
What the heck? Let me see this.
They kind of look like shells dried up.
Yeah.
Weird.
Ew, they're actually disgusting looking. Never mind.
You're like, oh my God, you jellyfish cousin. Hey! Like, nope.
I take it back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Yes. Can I remind everybody that
absolutely
I'm
not.
Nope. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yes, you can.
San Joaquin Valley College tomorrow, everybody. Woo. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there 5 to 7 p.m. Meet me there. I'm going to have chug mugs. This is the easiest way for you to get one. You don't have to fight everybody during What the Bleep. So tomorrow, nice. San Joaquin Valley College, meet me there 5 to 7 p.m.
Where do they is that? Asking for a friend.
That is in San Leandro.
Got it.
Do they have to, like, enroll?
They do not.
To get a
just
chug
come
mug?
By, but they meet can you, check get a out, chug mug.
They can check out all the great stuff that they have. I'm sure they'll have some goodies for you as well, but... You really want this chug mug. So
yes, you
5
do.
To 7 nice. Tomorrow.
All right, let's give you this chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is media. Take that keyword media over to wild949.com. Look for the spot to enter it. You'll see it. And then once you type it in, you are in the running for $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck. Again, that keyword media.
Woo! Good luck, everyone. Don't forget, coming up on the way, 8:20, we got those tickets for G-Eazy and Logic. Jess, I know you want to lay out a situation having to do with a first date. But first, Graham.
New scam alert, you guys. New scam alert. I guess this isn't that new of a scam because the idea has been there for a while, but I guess it is proliferating right now, and they're seeing a huge uptick in incidents of this scam. It's called ghost tapping. And what it is we all know that we use our cards and tap to pay for things. Well, the thieves, they're just using those scanners, and they're having ones that they can conceal on themselves, and whether maybe, I don't know, you're on a busy bus or something, and they're just sliding that little thing right up to your back pocket where you may keep your cards or next to your person. It's making a little transaction. They're keeping the amount small. Just make sure the transaction goes through before they will try to make a much bigger purchase on that same card later. But it could just be stacking up smaller things. They're saying that the only real way you have to prevent this, again, you're in a crowded public area and someone could just walk
up. Wrap your cards in foil, maybe?
Yeah, they basically, you can put them, well, take some of the tinfoil off the hat that you're wearing to protect your brain from alien waves. And you could use a little bit of that and wrap your cards. There are different card sleeves and things like that, Will, that will protect the chip in your card. And that's your best defense to doing that. They make different wallets and things like that will shield your card. But otherwise, somebody can walk up with one of these remote devices and just tap. You guys, you keep your wallet in your back pocket. No. They can just walk up there and and next thing you know, you have tapped to pay them in some way. Same phones are also vulnerable to the same thing. If you have Google and Apple Pay usually ask you to approve a transaction. So the card ones are the ones that you really got to be.
Because with the phone,
about.
You'd have to have like the wallet app open anyways and like your card ready to go.
Right.
Ready to tap.
I don't know about you guys. I do not want to be tapped by a ghost.
Oh, no, me either. I'm Absolutely
ghost
not.
Tapping. You've
That's
been warned,
scary.
Everybody.
No. I don't
protect like this. Your cards.
You've
hide
been
your kids.
Warned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hide your kids and hide your wives yep. and
yeah.
your wallets.
Yep.
All right, Jess.
So I have a question for you guys. What I want to know if this is something that you would be okay with. Let's say you're single and you are in the dating realm, right? Mm-hmm. Like you plan a date with somebody and everything is set already and they message you and they're like, hey, I know this is our first date. I have kids and
I'm
a nanny. Yeah. And things with the nanny fell through. Is it okay if I bring my kids along?
Kid or kids?
Kids,
plural.
Doesn't matter.
Would you be okay with someone bringing their kids on a first date?
Not a chance.
No.
Not reschedule.
But you both have kids, and you know how hard it is to find a babysitter, mm-hmm. to find a nanny, and you are really, really feeling this person, and you don't want them to get the idea that you're just making up an excuse.
We do have kids, and I also know how hard it is to get some on a date if you had your kids there.
For me, it's wow. not even that. I think I would appreciate him asking, just even asking and running it by me. That would show me that he's like dedicated to making this date happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But absolutely not. And I wouldn't hold it against him if we had to reschedule. But for me, if he is so willing to bring kids around somebody new, it's like how many girls or potential girlfriends have your kids met? I want somebody who takes their like, you know, their kids and those
Like values? No.
Someone who takes that seriously. Like, okay. Someone who doesn't bring just any... Yeah, boundaries like that I don't think should be crossed. You know, I wouldn't want... I didn't... I mean, I was a single mom and dating for a couple years. I mean, not so much dating because I didn't really do a whole lot of dating. But I couldn't imagine bringing somebody around my child unless I was serious with that person. And I would expect someone to have those same values, I guess.
I totally agree. Like, I think it's inappropriate, one... to bring the kids because of the reasons you laid out, Selena. It's too mm-hmm. soon. They don't need to be meeting every random person that comes yes. in your life. And we know that when you're meeting people on dating apps and stuff, like generally you're going to meet quite a few before you meet the right one, right?
Right.
And secondly, you do have to be considerate if you are dating someone you know they have kids.
I'm a mommy.
And understanding. And that goes into, mm-hmm. I would understand if she said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make this date. Something came up and I got to take my kids to the doctor or the babysitter fell through or whatever. I would have to be, if I'm interested in this person, knowing that they are a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
That I'm okay with that. And I have to just be considerate and understanding. You shouldn't then go, well, we could just bring them on the date with us. I promise. Right. They'll sit on their iPad at the dinner the entire time.
You won't even know they're there.
Like, no, then I'm judging that person. Like, no, I don't think. That's not really the circumstances I want to meet your kids under on the very first date. Weird.
And is there a certain amount of time that is the appropriate time to introduce somebody that you're dating to your kids? Because eventually they will meet them. You will
on
be
your
able
2 month
to
smashiversary.
Stop, really?
I feel like that's about right.
2 months.
I mean, okay.
2 month smashiversary.
I'm gonna give you my experience, and I don't recommend this for everybody.
Okay.
But I brought my daughter around my now husband way, way sooner than I ever thought that I ever would mm-hmm. when dating somebody.
1 month smashiversary?
No.
Before
2 weeks
that
smashiversary?
Before.
On the first second
anniversary?
Not even anniversary of anything. It was literally the day after that we hung out for the first time.
This is the same thing as this.
Because your first time you hung out wasn't really a date.
It wasn't really a date, but that just goes to show that when you know, you also know. And we have been like conjoined at the hip ever since. And also I didn't. You're looking at me like I did something wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm just laughing because the argument that you very nicely articulated a minute ago, you just totally threw out the window.
No, because I never brought anybody else around her. And my very first time meeting this guy that I met on Tinder, I would have never brought my child around.
Right. But the day after
when we both were like, we just can't leave each other alone. Like, we just have to be together forever at this point. And I didn't tell her who he was. You know, you make up a little lie, said, oh, this is my, you're just a friend from work. And then there was other people we were meeting with. He also met my sister.
Jeez. Jesus.
And there, you know, it was a
group
thing.
Your man for not heading for the hills right after that. Like, it was, damn, it was I met the entire thing. Family within the first 24 hours.
And yes, a couple years later, she was like, wait a second. That wasn't somebody from work. She figured it out. So like I said, I don't recommend that for everybody. Right. It worked out for me. But the very first time meeting somebody, I would never.
And were you nervous? Were you a little bit scared thinking that it was too soon?
No.
Okay.
When you know, you know.
Not for me.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
Yeah. Graham, I know you weren't ever in a situation like that because you didn't have kids until you were with your wife. But if you, would you be open to dating somebody with kids if, like, before the marriage happened?
No, I mean... You can't,
it's not for everybody.
You can't control who you fall in love with,
right.
But that would not be the ideal scenario for me as a young single guy. Like, I just don't, that would have been really tough for me. But again, it works for some people. I would have tried to avoid that if I could.
Right.
No offense to the mommies out there, but I just, like, when I was young and single and immature, I was not ready to be a dad.
Yeah. I'm still not ready to be a mom, nor do I feel like I ever will be, so I feel like just the thought of them bringing kids along to the date would not be good for me.
Yeah, kids on a first date. Maybe there's somebody out there that disagrees with us, but yeah, bringing your kid along on a first date, I don't think I would like that very much.
Would you rather brought their kids or their parents?
Ooh, kids. Yeah, bring the kid. I think bring the kid along.
I guess bring the kid.
Oh, my God. No,
I'll give them an iPad.
If they bring their parents, I'm walking out of the date. Like, I'm like, you guys have a great time. Have a great dinner. I'm out.
I also kind of feel like if the guy were to bring his kid to our first date, like, that would signal to me that you don't see this going anywhere, kind of.
What? I thought it would be the opposite. Like, he's,
I mean, if he cared enough to wait and, like, it was this momentous thing, you're meeting the kid for the first time, then I'm like, oh, my God, you're really serious about me. But okay. It's a first date and you just don't care.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So you didn't care?
No, because it wasn't a date.
Okay.
That wasn't a date.
Got
it. It was the opposite. We did care.
Okay.
Got it. I'm glad we cleared that up. So clear.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Morning Show, what's cracking? Selena, Jess, Graham, what's cracking with y'all? This is Callie from Cali. Just wanted to say happy birthday to myself as well as to everybody else out there today who has a birthday today.
Yes!
Nice! Happy birthday, Callie from Cali! What's up?
Who gives a fart?
Great point.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ashley from Antioch. I'm usually a podcaster. I just wanted to say that I met Jess at the Mad Hatter Tea Party, and she was so nice and welcoming, and I was so excited to get a photo, and she said it would be posted, and I guess it didn't make the cut. I'll never get to see it now. So sad. But I hope you guys have a good morning. Thank you.
Wait, I did post it. I posted a super cute, like, thank you to everybody that showed up to the...
Yeah, everyone except Ashley from Antioch, who got her hopes and dreams crushed when you didn't post a picture of her because you said she's not photogenic.
Wow. It was one of those little, like, cute little collages that goes, like, picture by picture. Mm-hmm. Ashley was
it the outfit she had on?
Yeah. You didn't think she was dressed up enough?
No, she was in there.
You said she had bad breath.
I remember every single person I met, and Ashley was in there, and she was in my little collage, and it was on...
But you're like, I don't want Dead Tooth to ruin the picture here.
Ashley, check back. Jess says you're in there. Check back.
It's not there anymore because it was in the story.
Oh, she deleted it. Convenient.
Yeah, she didn't want her followers to catch a glimpse of you.
I enjoyed meeting every single one, and I remember every single one of you. And every one of you made it into my little story collage.
Sure.
Right. I swear.
Not according to Ashley. We're kidding, Ashley.
Graham, what do you have?
Just joking. Just, you know, some jokes about. Just some jokes. Jokey jokes. All right. What I did want to talk about was this guy. You may have seen this video because it has gone very, very viral over the last couple of days. And the first time I saw it, I was like, that's really funny. And then the next day, I was like, why didn't we play this on the show? This guy took all of his wife's she's pregnant, took all of her text messages. And look, we usually rip on AI, but this is one of the uses for AI that I think is actually pretty funny because he took all of his wife's text messages to him about her complaining about all her different pregnancy ailments and how terrible she's feeling. And he turned them into a song, sort of like a punk rock anthem, if you will. And again, all the lyrics from this song, and this is obviously AI generated, but all the lyrics in this song are strictly verbatim text messages she sent to him. Again, she's pregnant and very uncomfortable.
I feel
like death. I'm so tired and have a headache, and I think I'm hungry, but I can't eat. I'm dying, my mouth is so gross, and my back is killing me. I'm not hungry, but I don't know what to do. I'm sorry to complain to you, I'm just really dying. I'm dying, trying to sleep, but I'm dying. I can't, no, I can't move. I'm sad you cheated on me. In my dream, just started sweating and getting nauseous. Will I make it?
Wait, I love this trend. I haven't seen this one. You said it's gone mega viral. I haven't seen that one.
It's gone very viral.
The ones that I've seen are of parents, but they're doing it to like their teenage daughter's text messages. And it's just like, can I have money? Can I have $5? Can we go to Starbucks? Like things like that. No, the trend is hilarious.
Equally brilliant. We will be posting that JV Morning Show on Instagram. Watch that entire video. The song, there's a lot more to that song. Again, those are all just individual text messages that she sent him about how uncomfortable she is being pregnant.
Wait, speaking of pregnant, you guys know Lotto. Lotto is with child.
Right.
And she's been
I didn't know that.
She's been, really, we talked about it a few weeks ago.
I don't listen to stuff like that.
So... she's been posting her bump a lot, right? And there's one video where she, and we posted it on our Instagram story. She has her back turned to the camera at first and she's dancing. And then she turns around and whoa, massive baby bump. There it is, all up in the camera. Okay. And she looks gorgeous. Like, must be nice to have a glam team when you're feeling like death and pregnant because you still look amazing.
Yeah,
the rest
she's
of us
nauseous.
Don't have
I'm
that.
I'm dying.
The rest of us don't have that. Anyways, first thing I thought when I saw this video is she's having a boy. I'm calling it right now.
Really?
Calling your shot.
I'm calling it right now. And I think it comes down to how she's carrying the baby. And other moms, you can weigh in. But everybody says the way that you carry your baby during your pregnancy can oftentimes tell whether it is a boy or a girl. And in for me, because she's all front, like the baby's all front.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see her with her back turned, she doesn't even look pregnant. To me, that says boy. Because when you're having a girl, at least in my experience and other people that I know, you tend to be a little wider. Like you can see from the back that you're pregnant.
I've heard of this theory. I remember this theory. I've seen this theory in person and people have called it and then it ended up being a boy. And I was like, man, they were spot on. But then I saw my wife and we had a boy and a girl. She looked exactly the same in both of them. From behind,
okay.
you would not think that she was pregnant. And then turn, holy massive baby bump. So I don't know that I've heard this theory or wives' tale or whatever it is many, many times.
I'm sticking to it.
But I can't tell.
Quick question about that. Do women find it offensive if you tell them like, hey, I think you're going to have a girl because you look wider?
Yeah.
You know, because
I noticed that I could tell you were pregnant from the back and normally you can't. If you're having a boy, you look a lot skinnier.
Because one time I was with my mom and she was kind of telling me like, hey, I think so-and-so is going to have a girl because she looks wider, and I was like, Mom, she's gonna hear us. Like, I feel like that sounds so insulting, but I don't know.
Maybe some might take offense to that. I wouldn't because, I know I'm pregnant. Like, yes, I look wide because I'm pregnant over here. What do you expect? But if you guys want to check out Lotto on our Instagram story, and there's a poll there so you can vote and let us know what you think.
It is now in the prediction journal, Selena, that you think she's gonna have a boy.
She
I'm gonna say
definitely
girl.
Having a boy.
I'll say girl.
All right,
I'm voting girl.
Wow. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This talk back is to Selena, Graham, and Jess. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
This is Minnie from San Jose.
Hey, have a good one.
Good morning.
Thanks
have a great hump
reaching
day.
Out. It's the JV Show here on Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about Lotto. There is a poll up on our Instagram story. We want to know, do you think she's having a girl or a little baby boy? I am convinced it's a boy because there's a video where she's dancing and she doesn't look pregnant at all from the back. And I've heard that means it's the boy. It's how you carry your baby. You know, it's all belly right there when she's having a girl or when someone's having a girl. They're a bit wider, but there is a poll up there. A lot of votes for girls, so feel free to vote against me if that's what you think.
Hi, my name's Alicia from Concord. About the whole pregnancy thing, when I was pregnant with my first daughter, you couldn't even tell I was pregnant from the back, so I don't really believe in those old wives' tales.
Yeah, I guess it's different for everybody.
All right, and I didn't think that held true for my wife. She looked the same. We had a boy and a girl. Selena, you've had both genders. Did you notice any difference about yourself in those pregnancies?
Yeah, when I was pregnant with my son, I don't think I looked pregnant from behind. When I had my second daughter, you could definitely tell from the back. My first daughter, you couldn't tell as much, but I think that's because I was a lot slimmer.
Got it.
I think that's why. All right, Graham. Lisa Kudrow makes how much?
All right, Lisa Kudrow, if you don't remember her, she was Phoebe in the TV show Friends, one of the highest grossing TV shows of all time.
Yes.
And she revealed last week in an interview that her and all of her co-stars on that show still make about $20 million in residuals every single year.
Are you serious?
Now, that show has not been on the air in more than 20 years. So we're very far removed from that show. Is that right? Has it been off for 20 years? Yeah, it's been off for over 20 years. And still, year in and year out, and those numbers were probably higher in residuals when the show first went off the air, but they're still making 20 mil a year, each of them on the show, which again is insane because they started off in that very first season of the show making $22,500 an episode, which if you're a young up and coming actor and there's a TV show that's going to pay you over 20 grand an episode, that means you're making 20 grand a week because they're doing an episode every week.
Yeah, I would be happy with that. I'll take that right now.
That money is pretty fantastic. And then we, of course, very famously known, renegotiated their deals as the show became just a huge success. And then towards the end of their run, they were each making $1 million an episode. So they were incredibly wealthy at the end
That's
of that run,
insane.
Just from that. And then, of course, commercials, endorsements. And then all the years following, at least $20 million a year. That's nuts!
This is the equivalent of winning the lottery. Because they're not
just doing nothing, just sitting back.
Can you imagine just getting that check every month or every year, however it comes in, annually or monthly, I don't know. And it's for that much money, and you haven't lifted a finger. You don't have to do anything. I don't know that we'll ever see TV show actors make this kind of money again.
Yeah, no.
Because
there
are too many different platforms and too many different things. Like this show existed at just the right time.
Yeah.
Where you had one, you know, network TV was the biggest thing out.
Do you think
it'll never happen again?
Do you think the same thing happens with the cast members from The Office? Because I feel like Friends and The Office are two, like, huge shows. Because I feel like The Office people still watch that one
I bet The Office...
I feel like it's definitely up there, but probably not as much as Friends.
I think the only one that may eclipse Friends is Seinfeld. Seinfeld may...
Oh.
And particularly Jerry Seinfeld, because he not only starred in the show, but also directed, produced, or whatever. He had other credits on that show. I would love to see what he makes annually from that, because it blows $20 million out of the water. But again, there were fewer cast members on
that show. The Friends fan base is, like, insane.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they play the reruns on Nickelodeon.
That's weird.
I know.
Yeah.
That's like their Nick at Night
really?
Now. It's like Friends reruns. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the checks they're cashing. Thank you, Nickelodeon.
Crazy.
For me, it used to be George Lopez growing up. Like, once it was Nick at Night, it would be like, you'd hear the
Yeah, but now Friends is like the old person show. So that's what they're
It is.
That's playing. Sad.
They're still just stacking cash.
I know. All right. We're going to get to today's hottest trending coming up next. Oh, my God, you guys, Ray J opened up about his body count.
Okay.
Do we have any throw-up buckets here?
Oh,
we should probably get some.
It's that bad.
We'll talk about it coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. Selena, I was just thinking about your guinea pigs. Yeah, I know that's kind of weird. And how you call them piglets. Well, what about naming them after famous pigs? Because there are so many that are cute. Like, there's Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. There's Ham from Toy Story. There's Peppa, of course. But there's a lot of cute ones. So, just a suggestion. All right, love you guys.
Wait, that is adorable. Oh. Here's the thing. I'm going to run it by my daughter because it's her responsibility to, like, pick out the name and everything. I run by her. She hates. She's going to hate it.
Miss Piggy?
I think that's adorable.
And Kermit?
I know!
What about just other pig-related things? Just like Ham and Bacon.
I love it. I love it. Is my daughter going to like it? Probably
no.
not.
Because
everything we like, she hates.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Ray J's body count is how much? He was on Cam Newton's podcast, and he was talking about a party that he threw to celebrate hitting the 10,000 mile mark. And this was some time ago, which means this number is even higher now. Listen to this conversation. Here we go.
We did a celebration. Booby Trap celebrated my 10,000th.
You're talking about different partners.
These are 10,000 different people.
You said 11.
It's at like 12.5 now.
And you know that what the average is. That's sleeping with a little over 1.5 women a day for 30 years.
Yeah, the math is different because when we're on tour, we're thinking 5 to 10 a day.
A day, bro.
A day, so you're scaling it.
5 to 10 a day, and that's how he was able to achieve 12,500. That's what he said there at just 45 years old.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not either.
And that's what I was going to ask.
I'm so annoyed by him already. I'm sorry, but I just feel like he is like a rage baiter. He just wants to be on the spotlight, in the spotlight. So I feel like he just says whatever he needs to say to be in it.
Yeah. He's one of these people that realized, hey, if I make up this story or if I say I'm dying or whatever, I'm going to be on every blog. I'm going to get all this attention. I'm going to start doing shows again. Podcasts are going to want me on there. I'm going to start making some money.
Yeah. I just he got called out that the math just doesn't math. And he's like, well, when you're on tour, it could be 5 to 10 a day. Yeah, but you're not on tour all the time. And so, it just the logistics of it don't work. I'm sure the number is very large, right? Yeah. And you could just say what that real number is and people would still be like, oh my God, that's a big number.
12,000?
But you come up with a claim like that and just the logistics of it alone, it just doesn't work. That would be more than a full-time job to be just lining that up and just logistically making that happen. In addition to all that, you wouldn't have time to sit down and do this podcast and travel to and from the, you know what I mean? It's just like, it just doesn't, the math doesn't matter.
Especially not with your heart condition you claim to have.
Right.
There's no way.
Like, stop.
All right. Barry Keoghan just gave the saddest interview ever, you guys.
And this is Bathwater Bay, you said?
Ew, stop. He was on Benny Blanco's podcast, and he explained why he disappeared from the spotlight after his relationship with Sabrina Carpenter. Now, keep in mind, Graham, you brought him up a few weeks ago because he did another interview where he opened up about how comments on his appearance really, really hurt him.
Yeah.
And kind of made him want to disappear.
Right.
And that was really just his fault.
No.
I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. So here's what he said in this interview. He said, I came off of Instagram and social media. I stopped going to events. I stopped socializing. And again, it's because there was this narrative out there that was never really spoken on. A narrative that is not true. And I never confirmed or said anything about it. I just wanted to disappear.
What is it?
And he's referencing a rumor that was made by one girl on TikTok saying he cheated on Sabrina. And that same girl, he says, made another TikTok saying that she was joking, but nobody saw that part. Nobody cared to talk about that. They only cared about the first part, and it made him stop going to events, stop talking to people. It made him disappear. It made him want to disappear, sorry.
Because all the backlash.
Because all the backlash.
Carpenternators.
Yes. And he was like, look, I could have came out and I could have said, like, no, look at this video where she's joking. But he didn't want to put that girl under any sort of pressure. He's like, Sabrina could have came out, cleared my name, but that's also not her responsibility.
Well,
it would have been nice for her to do as a human being.
He also touched on people leaving absolutely disgusting and vile comments about his late parents.
Jeez,
this in addition to the comments he gets about his looks.
It's like there is no line when it comes to social media trolls and stuff. There should be a line. Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day.
There was, you know, people were talking about how he's an absent father. Like, all these things that aren't true. He said, I'm not asking for people to become my fan and like me because, you know, that wouldn't be normal either. But I'm asking for people to stop assuming and stop jumping on this narrative and attacking me and dragging me down any way that you can.
Social media is the worst.
Poor guy.
It is.
What is wrong with people? I still go back to that to have a social media account, it has to be your full, real, legal name.
No, I don't like that idea.
It would eliminate 99% of this garbage. Like, you hear how it's affecting people and, like, that's... It's like, you know, we're laughing about playing sad music, but like, can you imagine living your life like that where people are just destroying you for not even a factual reason and they're making all these comments about your appearance, which is out of your control. You can't control that what you're born to look like.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, but even not enough to help him. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But you know
what? The shade.
You can't control what you look like. You just can't. It's out of your control. Like, you're... Yeah. He's born to look the way that he looks.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you had to have your full legal name attached to your social media account, solve all the problems.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like the place you work.
And, people could easily find the place that you work.
Yeah. And then you'd be fired for being an awful or whatever. Human being. Yeah, mm-hmm. For all these awful comments that you
take
leave.
The joke that I made about him out of the podcast.
No, please. I think it has to stay there.
We're
actually going to send it to Barry Keoghan himself.
Please don't. That's terrible. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to our cool or not list. Grammy, would like to throw something in there.
What do you guys think, cool or not, that people that grabbed all the wine bottles off the tables after shots were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Did you guys see these videos?
No.
There were a couple of ladies in particular that, everyone's evacuating the room. They hadn't gotten to enjoy really their dinner yet. One guy was still eating his salad.
I saw that.
That guy's a legend. But a couple ladies grabbed a bottle of champagne or wine off the table before they had to make their way out. Cool or not?
I think cool.
I'm going to say cool because,
why
know,
not?
Wine, yeah. They were going to go to waste.
Wine not.
Wine joke.
Wine joke.
Yeah, I mean,
you think it's like distasteful?
It wasn't like, look, is it something that I would do? 100%. Is it something that you would do, Selena?
Yes.
100%. Jess, yeah. You would also do it. But also, this is like the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like, this is a really fancy. Mm-hmm. You're in a tux. If I'm at my cousin's wedding, are you kidding me? I'm not letting that wine go back to the caterer. They paid for it. Let's drink it. I'm grabbing it on my way out. But at the White House Correspondents, like, if you're there, you're somebody that's big in the media world and or you're some rich politician's friend or something, you don't need to grab the bottle of wine off the table.
But I feel like these are the events you want to steal at.
Yep.
It's the good stuff for one, and, I mean, you're just, why not? You're sticking it to them, you know?
Yeah, but that's because, but you're going to, this is the type of event where somebody's going to record you. You're going to be seen on camera. There's cameras everywhere in this
place.
What
are you going to do? You're going to charge me for stealing the wine that we were supposed to drink anyways?
No, you're going to go viral and half the people out there are going to mock you mercilessly online.
But if I'm already rich, then
who cares?
I don't know. I'm going not cool.
I'm going cool.
In this instance. Yep. Other instances, go for it. They've paid for that wine. Don't let it go back to the caterer. But otherwise, come on. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner, have some class. Plus, these are like, they're not in their 20s, the people that were grabbing these bottles. You know what I mean? These are some older ladies. Older ladies. Like,
those are the ones that love the wine.
I think cool all the way.
I'm going to say cool.
Jess, what do you have?
Okay, cool or not. The cowboy hat that Pauly D wore to Stagecoach. You can check it out, JV Morgan Show, on our Instagram story.
I have not seen
basically
it,
picture a cowboy hat with the top missing, and instead,
it's
Pauly D's iconic hairdo that pops out of the cowboy hat.
It's just
hat.
The brim.
Yeah, it's just the brim.
That's cool.
I would say cool because he has held on to this hairstyle since his Jersey Shore,
he got the accent going, Jess.
Yeah.
Since his Jersey Shore days, and this is his signature.
I mean, that dude's hair, how much What's product has secret? Gone in there over the years, and do you think he just sleeps with it like that and wakes up and it looks the exact same? Because
yes.
It looks rock solid.
It does.
It looks rock hard, particularly in this video. Like, you couldn't mess this up if you tried.
I'm going to say cool.
I feel like
this hat's iconic. That's great.
That's what I'm saying. If it was anybody else, we'd be like, oh, what the hell do you have on? But Pauly D is probably the only person that can get away with it.
Yeah.
Him or like Carrot Top or something. Like, you'd have to have
your
hair like defines you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's only a few people out there that could say that. But this is cool. well done, Pauly D.
I think it's so cool.
I'm going to say cool.
I feel like, where can we find one of these?
I think you have to make it.
I think you get your scissors out and custom make it.
DIY project.
Do you think we can, because you and your fiance Jess will go to the, is it rodeo or rodeo? What did we decide?
The Selena's Met Gala?
Yeah, the Met Gala of Selena's. I feel like that's coming up this summer.
Which is a rodeo, but it's called the rodeo.
Would your man wear one of these?
Hell no, never.
Can we get him to wear one and like just take a picture? He has nice hair.
Everything has a price, and he does have nice hair.
He does have nice hair, but he would never show up wearing one of these.
Everything has a price.
Everybody would make fun of him.
Yeah, that's the point.
Right, that's exactly the reason why he would shoot this down.
Fine.
Back to Graham.
That's what he would say to that. What do you guys think, cool or not? My wife, Kate, body shamed me the other day.
What do you mean?
Well, we were getting ready to go out to dinner and meet some friends. I need some sad music for this. And I said, I don't know what to wear. Like, what are you wearing? Like, I'm not sure what I should wear. Are we, like, kind of dressing up? Do I need a shirt, you know, that's buttoned up with a collar? Or is this, like, a T-shirt kind of thing? And she's like,
yeah.
Why don't you wear that one button-up shirt that you have? Short sleeve, though. But wear that one button-up shirt that that you have. It's dark blue. I was like, perfect. I'll go grab that. Thank you. And I went to go put that shirt on, and you guys, I could barely get the top button to go.
No.
It just, I mean, it looked comical. It looked like I was putting on a little kid's shirt. And I've worn this shirt before. It's a good-looking shirt. And she told me, she's like, you've gotten too big. You got to stop.
Like muscle big or like big big?
I think muscle big. She said, it's gone too far. You can't even button your shirt.
Isn't that a compliment, though?
Well, for me, it is. You guys, I've been smashing in the gym. But I think, on her standard, she's like, you've gotten too big. You got to dial it back. Oh, guys, I've been hammering the gym, just crushing the gym. The gym actually emailed me yesterday and said they're going to order me some new heavier weights for there. And I was like, finally, I can find something heavier to lift.
Do you honestly, will you take that into consideration? If she's like, hey, I like you like this, don't bulk up anymore. Like, is like the man and you're going to keep on wanting to bulk up? Or are you going to be like, hey, like, this is, you know, what my wife's preference is. Let me just keep it as is.
You guys, yesterday on the bench press, I benched 225 like 8 or 9 times. Like, are you kidding me? I can't stop now.
Oh God, it's an addiction.
I'm getting stronger, you guys.
You're going to have to replace all your clothes.
Yeah, I took a bunch of my shirts to my tailor already and told him to let out some, you know, a little material in the sleeves so I can get my arms through them. But otherwise, you know, I don't see any problem with it. But cool or not, the body shaming.
Ooh. But it's your wife, think cool. So I'm going to say cool.
I'm going not cool.
But it wasn't a negative thing.
It kind of was.
So she wasn't shaming you. It was complimenting.
Maybe a little because she said it in a way where she doesn't want him to keep bulking.
Yeah.
Or she could have been like, wow, you're getting too big. You know, it depends how she said it.
It wasn't like that.
Okay, well.
It was, you've gotten too big.
Oh. Okay, I still think cool because it's your wife.
Not cool.
Nobody I'm going to say not cool anyone. Just because if someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh,
hell I'm offended. No, you're going down. One last one, cool or not, everybody comparing Klay Thompson to the PBS logo.
Oh my gosh.
Go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Once the whole news of Megan and Klay breaking up, someone online was like, thank God, now I can finally say that he's always reminded me of the PBS logo.
He does.
I see it. I know. I can't unsee it. The PBS logo, if you don't know, is like the head with like the nose that goes like straight from forehead to nose. I can't unsee it.
Poor Klay.
I know.
Somebody left a talk back at the very end of the show yesterday, and we didn't have time to play it, but it was like, you guys are, shame on you for taking Megan Thee Stallion's side on this. We don't know what happened. Look at all the joy and championships that Klay helped bring to the Bay Area. Put some respect on Klay's name. Oh, my God. He does look like exactly like the PBS logo.
I know.
Who came up with that? It's genius. PBS even responded to the text thread or to the tweet. But any response to that? Because we haven't gotten Klay's side of this thing. We've instantly run with Megan Thee Stallion's side of it. Maybe he's the one that dodged a bullet.
Wow, too soon. Little, sorry.
Yeah, no, too soon on the bullet jokes. Yeah, I think I'm just going to side with Megan. Hey, I was a big Klay fan, and that's why I shipped them like so hard when they were together. But I'm sorry. She said that he was just the biggest jerk during this basketball season to her because he was not having a great season.
Very moody.
Taking it out on her, and then you are cheating on her?
But I don't even... What if she's just saying that? We don't know. We can't fact check that. Maybe she's just saying he's moody and awful. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. I mean, it looks like he's moody. But maybe he's been the nicest guy behind the scenes. Maybe she's the one that cheated. Maybe she just needed a reason to break up because it's a very public relationship. We don't know, right?
Well, the reason I maybe side with her a little bit more is because we saw how in love she was. She even put out a song that was literally like, my man, yeah.
And then to see her crying in tears afterwards, like, we know that he's the one that screwed it up. And he told her that he just can't be monogamous. I mean, that says everything
and
that we need to know.
He has a history of cheating.
That he
she said that he
that.
Said, yeah, and I believe
so
her. So
he
what?
Said, she said, we don't know.
Sure.
Has Klay responded in any manner? I've seen people post stuff, but then it's fake.
No, he hasn't.
Actual?
Nope.
Interesting.
Because he's guilty.
But see, we don't know.
All you need to know is he is a man and he's an athlete. That tells you everything.
Yeah. Go look at the PBS logo story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.